Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The Taliban in Afghanistan mediated a ceasefire between the Pakistani military and the Pakistani Taliban, or TTP. The agreement lasted until May 30th, aiming to press pause on the war raging in rural areas near the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. However, Nehemiah with FMI says the agreement hasn't stopped the violence.
Because every day there is attack on civilians and on military personnel or on military establishment there in Pakistan.
One of the TTP negotiators planned suicide bombings against a Christian church. He spent time in prison, but the Pakistani military released him a year ago as part of negotiations. Nehemiah says the TTP wants to force an extreme version of Muslim law onto the whole country, mimicking the situation in Afghanistan. Please ask God to protect Pakistani Christians from the TTP. Syria strengthens ties with Iran as Russia remains preoccupied by its war in Ukraine. President Assad met with Iran's president and supreme leader recently in Tehran. Officials remain tight-lipped about the details of their meeting, but Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says the geopolitical differences among Syrian leadership is no secret.
There's a major division between the two brothers, one that runs the elite guard and one that runs the country as the president. Bashar Assad wants Russia to have the control. His brother wants Iran to have the control. This is known all over in Syria. The man on the street knows it.
President Assad's next political move may be in question, but there's no doubt about what God's doing in Syria. Doyle says entire families are coming to faith in Christ. Visit missionnews.org for details. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Just head to missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.